They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank. Focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
Dow's Last Chance.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Some members of the Dow Jones Board are in Los Angeles today. They're desperate to find an alternative to Rupert Murdoch taking over the company. California billionaire Ron Burkle may represent a last hope, but the New York Times reports these talks are probably not significant because Burkle doesn't have an offer. There were British reports Friday of a done deal between Dow and Murdoch, but some family members controlling Dow have a major problem selling to him. They believe his News Corp promotes sensationalism and partisanship. The Times also says that if Murdoch fails, there will be deep cuts in the Wall Street Journal's newsroom staff. That's because of declining ad sales. Well, the momentum for the stock market is up. The Dow gained 1.5% last week. The S&P rose nearly 2% for the week, and the Nasdaq added about 2.5%. Overnight in Japan, the Nikkei rallied to a 7-year high. That came after a strong report on machinery orders. And the major markets in Europe are higher. The debate on the war in Iraq is intensifying. The Senate is expected to begin debate today on the defense authorization bill for next fiscal year. It includes $130 billion to fund the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And as Jeremy Hobson reports from Washington, the debate will give opponents of the war a chance to try and stop it.
Many here had been expecting a September showdown, but it could come this month, says Larry Korb of the Center for American Progress.
You've had mainstream Republicans basically saying we can't wait any longer because the longer we wait, the closer we're going to be to the presidential election season.
One amendment senators will vote on is expected to include a requirement that troops start leaving Iraq within months. A similar amendment has been defeated 3 times before, but has gained more support each time. Still, Tom Donnelly at the American Enterprise Institute says there isn't yet a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate.
So I think there's a long political road to travel before we get to a real withdrawal.
There will be a bump in that road this weekend when the Bush administration issues a progress report on the troop surge. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, supporting America's public transportation systems, working to help reduce greenhouse gases for a better environment, at publictransportation.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The PlayStation 3 is being outsold by Nintendo's Wii system, so Sony is cutting the price of the PS3. As of today, $100 cheaper, down to $499. Sony is also looking to stir sales with a new PS3. It'll have more storage capacity. That'll be available in the U.S. next month at a cost of about $600. Nintendo's Wii is priced below $300, but big demand is allowing sellers to get a lot more for it. As summer heats up, electricity bills aren't the only thing costing consumers more money. They're also paying extra at the pump, and it's not because of higher energy prices. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
The retail price for gasoline is based on that gas being 60 degrees, but because its volume expands in heat, filling your tank on a hot day can cost you as much as 50 cents more. Democratic Congressman Dennis Kucinich says that adds up.
The American consumers this summer will pay $1.5 billion for gasoline they're not getting. I would call it ghost gas.
Kucinich wants gas stations to correct for the shortfall by installing temperature compensation devices. This week, the organization that sets U.S. measurement standards will consider the issue at its annual meeting. But Dan Gilligan with the Petroleum Marketers Association of America says retrofitting the pumps would be too costly.
The retailer has no conceivable way of recovering that investment. All they'd have to do is raise prices on consumers to pay for it.
Gilligan says more facts are needed before messing with a standard that's been in place for 80 years. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Tonight, the biggest sluggers in Major League Baseball will swing in the All-Star Home Run Derby. America's pastime is at an international crossroads. Foreign-born players make up about 30% of Major League rosters. That trend has created a business. Marketplace's Nancy Fregali reports.
Behind every baseball player is someone telling them what to do. That's according to baseball economist J.C. Bradbury.
They have a coach basically for every defensive position. You got ones that are in the batter's box. Some are with pitching. You've got your hitting
and
coach.
Add another job to that list, translator.
My first matchup was against, just happened to be against Randy Johnson. And when I stood in the box for the first time and I saw his
Major League Baseball doesn't allow interpreters on the field during the game, but economist J.C. Bradbury says translators are a growing presence in the clubhouse, going to press conferences, attending team meetings. Baseball teams, he says, have learned from history.
Initially in the 60s when Masanori Murakami came over from the Giants, there were all sorts of language issues, and that largely led to him wanting to go back home simply because when he signed his first contract, he couldn't even read a word of English on it, didn't have anyone to help him.
But Major League's recent push into Japan and China is changing that. Now the Yankees have two Asian language interpreters, the White Sox have one, and the Dodgers have Scott Akasaki. Akasaki watches batting practice from the dugout. He's the manager of team travel.
You just can't get somebody who speaks Japanese and English, put them in a baseball setting, and all of a sudden they can understand what a rundown play and a pickoff is. So you need somebody who not only knows English and also the baseball lingo.
Akasaki knows Japanese and baseball, so he translates for Dodgers all-star closer Takashi Saito. And Saito says through Akasaki that having a translator is a necessity.
Oh, he says certainly if the interpreter is not a good interpreter, then there's going to be a lot of misunderstandings, and it'll make me look bad.
Akasaki says he doesn't get paid to interpret for Saito, but on some teams, full-time translators can earn six figures. I'm Nancy Fregali for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening, and make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.